it's Kath Ann, weekly host of The Homework Help Show. This week on episode 30 of the show, we discuss grammar once again for our series on Grammar 101. This week, we define and discuss the 8 parts of speech and how to use them appropriately. Join me on episode 30 of The Homework Help Show for more on grammar. Hey guys, I'm Kath Ann and welcome to The Homework Help Show. I can't believe that it is already episode 30 of the show. It's so hard to believe. In this show, for those of you who don't know, we provide you with valuable content for your academic and student life. Just a quick reminder before we do jump into the content. Every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join me live on Instagram, and we'll just have a quick chat, and I'll remind you to check out some of our videos. Love to see you guys there. So let's jump in. This week, we are returning to our Grammar 101 series, and we're going to talk about the parts of speech. All the words in the English language can be classified as one of the 8 parts of speech. And understanding these different parts of speech can allow you to communicate more fluently. It can allow you to write really quality essays. It can help you to learn how to punctuate sentences properly. And these are all the foundations of learning how to speak and write in English. These tips can be helpful for anyone, even if you are a native English speaker. It always helps to get back to the foundations of the language and to relearn a few of these skills. So if you're interested, continue watching. The 8 parts of speech are nouns, pronouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, prepositions, and conjunctions. Last week, we discussed nouns and pronouns, and this week, we are going to give you a brief overview of the other parts of speech. You can feel free to pause the video at any time to stop and take notes, read what I've put on the board, if that's a benefit to you. So let's start with the verb. A verb is a word that describes an action or a state of being. Now, the second part of the definition here is really important, as many believe that verbs are only words that indicate an action or that can be visualized. This is true of words like walk, run, jump, play, sing, laugh, dance. Those are all words that indicate actions. However, there are also linking verbs, and these are words that indicate a state of being, classification, or existence. The following are the most common linking verbs: is, am, were, was. And then we also have verb phrases ending in be, been, and being. So keep in mind that these are all verbs as well, even though they don't indicate blatant action. Another thing to remember is that verbs often change their endings to indicate a temporal relationship or a relationship to time. This is referred to as verb tense. For example, walk is the present tense of the verb to walk, and walked with an ed added to it indicates the past tense of the verb walk. So as you can see there, we change the verb tense depending on its relationship to time. Moving on to adjectives, an adjective modifies, limits, or describes a noun or a pronoun. Essentially, it provides more information about the person, place, or thing it's describing. For example, in the sentence, Frank is a tall, skinny man. Can you guess which are the adjectives? Tall and skinny are both adjectives because they describe the noun or the subject, who is Frank. Then we have adverbs. They are certainly similar to adjectives, but they act in the same way towards verbs. So they modify a verb. You might recognize adverbs because they generally tend to end in ly. So for example, in the sentence, Susan walked slowly towards the door, the adverb would be the word slowly because it describes how Susan walked. A preposition shows the relationship between a noun and a verb, and usually this one is also in relation to time or space or direction. Now I'll explain this a little bit more. So for instance, let's take the sentence, Mark walked toward the door. The word toward is a preposition because it indicates that Mark is walking in a certain direction. When linked with nouns and pronouns, prepositions create phrases that are called prepositional phrases. So, for example, in the sentence I just gave you, toward the door is considered a prepositional phrase because it begins with the word toward. And finally, we have conjunctions. And these ones are really quite fun. Conjunctions are used to link words or parts of sentences together. They can also be considered joining words. There are four different types of conjunctions. We have coordinating conjunctions, we have subordinating conjunctions, we have conjunctive adverbs, and we have correlative conjunctions. Don't worry, I'll walk you through. So coordinating conjunctions are words like for, and, nor, but, or, yet, so. They're used to connect similar words or independent clauses, in other words, sentences, together. Coordinating conjunctions are often referred to by the acronym FANBOYS, FANBOYS. That can help you to remember all the words that are in coordinating conjunctions. Subordinating conjunctions come at the beginning of a subordinate clause. And they're used to connect the subordinate clause to the rest of the sentence. They can also be referred to as the independent clause. So common subordinating conjunctions are after, although, because, before, even though, if, once, rather than, since, that, though, unless, until, whenever, whereas, and while. That was a lot of words. For example, I went to the cafeteria before I went to class. The word before connects the subordinate clause, I went to class, with the independent clause, I went to the cafeteria. So that word before is a conjunction because it joins those two clauses. We then have conjunctive adverbs, and these are going to be really important for you guys, so make sure you pay attention here. These are transitional words used to connect one sentence to another. Common conjunctive adverbs include additionally, in addition, moreover, also, however, for example, in conclusion. You probably recognize these ones a little bit. And this is because conjunctive adverbs can be really helpful when you're writing essays. There are many times that you will want your essay to flow, so you will use a conjunctive adverb to join one sentence with another and continue your thought process. Definitely take note of those and use them in your writing. And then, last but not least, we have correlative conjunctions. They are a combination of coordinating conjunction with another word. For example, in the sentence, both John and I are having a hard time at homework, both and would be considered correlative conjunctions. because as you can see, they join the sentence together. They join John and I together, and they make the sentence flow properly. Okay, so I hope that was of benefit to you. If you do have any questions, please leave them in the comments below. Next week, we will be getting into the nitty-gritty and more substantial content around grammar. And we're going to be talking about how to use one word versus another word. We'll be talking about some variety of words that can be used in different cases in the English language. Sometimes they can be confusing. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some of the common errors that are made as well. If you did like this video and you want to see more of our content, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Medium, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and of course, right here on YouTube. And again, if you did like this video and you want to see more of us, please give us a thumbs up. It would really help us. And also subscribe to our channel to keep in the loop. That's it for me this week, guys. I hope to talk to you soon, and I hope this was a benefit. Take care.